Conservative political activist Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker. This morning we're going to talk about housing tyranny. Quick little recap. Governor Sununu urged the state Senate back in 2019 to amend their version of the budget to include a housing appeals board, which can in effect overturn decisions made at the locally elected level by planning boards and zoning boards of adjustments. Over time, that has drastically gotten worse. More legislation has come into the pipeline. Some of it has been tabled by the Senate, but I'm concerned that they're going to amend such bills, such as SB 231, into the budget, which also already includes the same stipulations as outlined in SB 231. But Governor Sununu has previously issued a press release statement telling him that he will get that money that is totally appropriated, which I believed it was about $65 million to go toward workforce housing efforts in New Hampshire. This Invest New Hampshire plan, which aligns with the Obama affordable housing plan that is now trying to be reenacted by Joe Biden. So this is an attack on America's suburbs. We've heard President Trump talk about this. But I want to let the audience here know today that I urge you all to check out bedfordresidents.com. Jane Aiken, who has taught me about all this housing bureaucracy that's happening in the state. It's Bolsheviks. This is what the Bolsheviks did. This is, you go back to China, to Russia. This is communism. This is an attack on single-family homes. It's an attack on the suburbs. But I want to let you all know about something that Jane made me aware of this week. It's called a zoning atlas. And she's explaining this, that St. Anselm's, which is may not, because it's a private school, be part of the college system of New Hampshire, but, you know, it's heavily influenced by the swamp, the New Hampshire swamp, I call it. You know, Sununu's got his fingers in there. See, what Sununu and the New Hampshire swamp has done is they've taken all these young conservatives who've gone to UNH and the college system of New Hampshire. Now, not all of them, but for the most part, many of them have gone to these schools where Sununu either sits on the board or appoints members to the board, or influences the board members, such as perhaps at St. A's. And these young conservatives, and I, you know, conservatives is a relative term right now, they believe that this is how it's supposed to be. Well, then that directly conflicts with true constitutional conservatives, who know that the government has been completely out of line and we must declare it null and void. So now Jane is talking about the zoning atlas. So this is going to be some way that I don't even know how to describe this, but they're going to try to put this out as a good thing. You know, this is going to get information about the community. And then we've already accepted Fed funds, which have for stipulations, if you take them and the federal government comes up with these housing criteria items for workforce housing, which they are doing, this HUD program, that is the federal program, aligns perfectly with what Sununu is doing here with the Invest New Hampshire. He put it on the agenda at the Executive Council meeting, I believe it was last May, and they approved it unanimously, $100 million in federal funds to implement this workforce housing throughout the whole state. We see that happening. If it hasn't happened in your community yet, it will be. So now they want the zoning atlas, which I'm assuming is going to be some type of a database where all this information is going to be put. So there's an event coming up here at St. A's, I believe. Hold on one second. Well, I try to find the article, which I can't. But pretty much what they have done is they're taking the regional planning groups. So like we live in Rockingham County here in New Hampshire. So the Rockingham Planning Commission, you know, every county has a planning commission. So they're taxpayer funded lobbyists and other quasi governmental groups, which is the perfect way to describe it. That take state funding. See, that is what fascism. That is what fascism is. We are acting as a fascist form of government here in New Hampshire. They're using the private sector to get what the government wants done. And in return, they're giving tax incentives, exemptions, things like that, the same way they're going to do it with this affordable housing. Now, they're putting all of this into the budget. So this is at the House level, it's been approved. And I do have another podcast that talks about specific items in the budget. So this St. Anselm Center for Ethics is creating a zoning atlas. And they plan to target places that are strongly single-family zoned. So they're going to key into where the single family is. And you know what? Too many single-family homes here. We need to add, you know, multi-unit condos, apartments, etc. And then also involved in this is the Carsey Institute, which is a part of UNH. And Jane's mentioning here, which she's 1,000% correct, because I did a lot of work working with the New Hampshire Young Republicans for years. And this is so true. The Young Republicans brag about being a graduate from this Carsey Institute, which is implementing all of this propaganda. You see, our state schools are doing the same exact thing at the college level that they've been doing at the high school and grade school level. And it's because they take this federal money. So we have to realize how much everything in this state is controlled by the same people. It's one huge conflict of interest. And Jane has outlined this, and I urge you all to please go and check it out, bedfordresidents.com. She just keeps providing examples of why the state is just attacking our suburbs. And, you know, then she's talking about here, we have an article about what the youth want. They want more diversity as well as better public transportation, nightlife, childcare, and affordable housing. Well, you know what? The problem is the people that are saying they want these things, we're going to be doing it for other people. Because the way things are going right now, we, in essence, are building a new New Hampshire. And the people that are paying to have it built, the people that are funding it to have all these renovations with their taxpayer money, they're not going to be able to enjoy it. Because unless they have millions and millions of dollars and are considered to be an elite, an accepted elite, they aren't going to be able to afford to live here. And there'll be two classes. There'll be the elites and there'll be the serfs. And I had this conversation years ago with former Hampton Town Manager Fred Welch when I first became a selectman. And he said that is the agenda in Concord. And he was 1,000% right. And if you go and you learn more about what's being done with housing and what's being ignored by our so-called conservative representatives we have in both the House of Representatives and the State Senate, then you will realize that we need to stand up and declare this government null and void, defunct, and defunct means defund.